At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey y'all, I'm Donna.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are Paranormal Chicks.
Sinister Sightings 296. Okay, the first one. Sinister Sightings or Sinister Feline. Hello, you two gorgeous ladies. This just happened. 9/12/24 for anyone wondering. So I'm listening to some episodes of y'all just out loud on my phone and folding laundry while my husband and child went out on a hunt. I know. Why am I folding laundry and not enjoying my peace? Because I'm a glutton for punishment. And also the clean clothes have been in all the bins for the last 7 business days. Y'all, I swear I thought I conjured a straight-up demon in my house. As soon as the last dun-dun, right before the booms from y'all's intro music played, something touched the back of my leg. When I tell y'all that your girl leaped and screamed like a piece of seaweed, aka shark touched my leg in the ocean and was about to bite it off, not soon after, I screamed and my soul flew out of my body, and halfway down the street did I notice my cat high jumped from around my laundry basket that was next to my leg and ran up the recliner and down the hall, tail as large as possible and eyes the size of saucers. Don't worry, I'm pretty sure she scared me more than I scared her. With all the love, Chris C. from MD.
Well, you know, laundry and demons, they just go together. But also, so do cats and laundry baskets. They love to be in a basket, a box, all the things.
And their tails just, you know, going around you like a dancer on a pole.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know, shoo, shoo, shoo.
Uh-huh.
Also, I love that you were like, this just happened. Let me tell the girls.
Right? I mean, it could have been because of our, if it wasn't the cat, it could have been because of the podcast.
Yeah, you were just hyper aware because you had the dun, dun, dun.
Right.
Or whatever our music does. Not that. We do that. Not the music.
Oh, shit. But maybe it was a demon and your cat saw it too. That's why it went away scared.
Or you just bonked your cat with a laundry basket and it got scared.
Could have been that. Also, you remind me of Carrie because she will have a lot of fucking laundry.
You don't know me.
I do. Because one time I was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it for you for a price.
I was going to say, yeah. I paid her.
Yeah. Nothing was worth that. I said, no, not again. 3 laundry baskets full. And when I say full, I mean full.
I don't think it was 3.
It was.
I thought it was 4.
Oh, fuck. Was it 4?
I think it was 4.
I know it's more than 2.
I know this is literally sounds so elitist, but the lady that cleans my house, I pay her for an extra hour to fold our laundry. And when it's a lot, like, she won't have time to match the socks and stuff. And last time it was a lot. And so, like, she couldn't get to the underwear and the socks. And I was like, ooh, must have been a lot.
Too much, too much.
Sorry. Thank you for all you do.
Okay, the next one. Weaving a cocoon? Hey, beautiful ladies. This is Chris from West Virginia again. Today is September 16th, 2024, and this story just happened this morning, but I'm writing it after I listened to Sinister Sightings 281. After a long day of going through my boyfriend's recently deceased grandma's house, I crashed out around 9:30. Also because the freaking yellow jacket got me and I had to take Benadryl. At about 6 this morning, I woke up because your girl needed a bathroom break. I wasn't sure about the time at that moment, but as I squirmed around to find the upright position, I thought my boyfriend walked past the bedroom door to let the dog out. I asked where he was going. No answer. I blinked and there they were. Again, I thought it was my boyfriend coming back to bed and fixing his blankets. I asked if he's okay and what time it was. Nothing. Then I noticed the lights and the lady weaving them together. The man was holding the threads for her to weave a cocoon of light over my boyfriend and me. There was another spirit there that noticed me noticing them. It came toward my side of the bed and I actually covered my head. I turned on the lamp and just tried to catch my breath. Then here comes my extra large pizza cat squalling for treats. I told her she could have treats, but she had to walk with me to the bathroom. Amazingly, I didn't piss myself. Even more amazingly, the cat walked me to the bathroom. I'm pretty sure that the threads man was his paternal grandfather. The weaver was either his paternal grandmother or maternal great-grandmother. The third spirit there might have been his maternal grandfather. I set a boundary with his recently deceased grandmother. She wasn't very nice and would run over boundaries when she was alive. This is getting a little long, so I'll finish up by saying I love y'all and keep on creeping on. Chris from West Virginia.
Was that 2 Chrises in a row?
It was. Okay, but I'm imagining me being you and being like, why the fuck is he not telling me what time it is? Like, why? But then being like, wait, what? What am I seeing?
Both Chrises and both had a cat.
Oh my God, yes. And it both happened like that morning.
Yes. And it's different people because we see your email addresses.
Yes, what the fuck?
Meanwhile, there's a Chris listening that's like, should I get a cat? And they're like, this is my sign.
Oh my God, right?
Also, love that you're like, no, this lady was not nice in life, so we set boundaries then and now.
Mm-hmm. Man, going through stuff when people have passed away, that's hard. Because I'm a purger. And so I'm like, should I keep it? Should I not? I don't think I need to keep it. But then, like, of course, like with my mom's stuff, it was like everything I wanted to keep. But I'm like, I don't need to keep this. Like when she wrote a sign that said, hey, we broke down, coming back tomorrow for the truck.
Yeah.
And it was still there, you know, like the letter. And I'm like, why? Why would I keep this?
Yeah.
You know, so threw that away.
What was it that Colby asked the other day? He was like, oh, it's this like metal wire thing, like holds like a potted plant. I have 2 of them. He was like, do we need this? And I was like, no. Yes, we do. It's my grandma's. Don't throw it away. Like everything. He's like, do we need this? And I'm like, yes, it's my grandmother's. Don't throw it away.
That's funny. Now, I will say that I wish I did keep more shit sometimes. Like,
yeah.
I'll think about something and I'm like, oh. Should have kept that, but more often than not, I don't keep it. I mean, I might still have her teeth. Who knows? I mean, Carrie might be scarred for life, being like, what's in here? Oh.
I know. I was trying to think of where that was when I found them. I feel like it was at your old house.
It was.
So yeah. They're probably still over there.
Probably.
Well, before we get into the next story, we have to talk about Factor. The days are shorter. Our to-do lists are not. And Factor's no prep, no mess meals helps you power through the busy days.
Even if the days are shorter, you still have time to factor in Factor for all of your meals.
Mm. And factor in good, easy nutrition that keeps you fueled and feeling your best. Factor has 35 different meals every single week to choose from and 60 additional convenient options like keto cookies, pressed juices, and smoothies.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Factor is cheaper than takeout and dining out. And if you know Donna and me, we eat out a lot. And knowing that, okay, I'm going to save me a little bit of money by eating Factor meals instead of eating out, especially on lunch. That's where I really like having my Factor meals is when I'm on my lunch break.
It only takes 2 minutes to prepare your Factor meals, and they are chef-prepared, dietitian approved. You're going to love how factory meals taste, but also how they support your goals, because you can do keto, you can do high protein, you can do vegetarian.
With Factor, you don't have to sacrifice quality for convenient. Because these really are restaurant quality meals with like gourmet plus dishes that have premium proteins and seasonal sides like broccolini, leeks, asparagus, all kinds of things. And the vegetables are so freaking good. Usually in like pre-made meals that you get and you warm up, the vegetables are disgusting. Not with Factor. These vegetables are so good.
And can we just say they're delivered to your door?
So right now, head to factormeals.com/50creep to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping.
That's code 50creep at factormeals.com/50creep to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping while your subscription is active.
Okay, the next one. Thunder Down Under. In my best Beastie Boys impression, hey ladies. Cut to me sounding nothing like that.
Oh God, okay.
But anyway, they go on to say, Mary Jane here again. I wrote in ages ago. Anywho, it just dawned on me to write in about an incident involving my hubby. As I stated in my previous story, I love to partake in edibles. So this wasn't a day different than any other. It was the weekend, about midday, and I popped a gummy. About an hour and a half later, as I'm having an out-of-body high, my hubby asks me to go to Walmart to look for some shorts. He doesn't realize I'm a space cadet until we're already in the car. Pause for dramatic effect. Point of no return. Dun, dun, dun. He doesn't particularly like me in public in this state, but he decides, fuck it. We enter Wally World and the men's department is to the right. Women's is to the left and we part ways. I was singing to myself when something told me to look at my hubby. I peek over in his direction and he happens to be looking right at me with an oh face expression. He then proceeds to rip the longest, loudest MF and fart I've ever heard in my life. I, of course, start laughing uncontrollably. What he didn't see was the lady that was also in the section he was in. She had been very close to him, and when she heard the thunder down under, she immediately redirected her car in the opposite direction. I was laughing so damn hard. I migrated to a different section to distance myself from hubby because I truly didn't want to embarrass him or call any unwanted attention to him. So as I'm hunched over some leggings, a lady comes up to me asking if I was okay because I was crying. But she took a close look and saw I was laughing and clutched her imaginary pearls. Finally catching my breath, I go over to the hubby. We make eye contact and he says, I thought it was going to be a quiet one. And I lose my shit again. It was bad to the point of hyperventilating. By the time we made it out of there, my chest and my throat hurt and my entire body was sore. So that was the time that my hubby almost killed me with laughter. Love y'all, Mary Jane. P.S. Donna, the brand of gummies was Smokesies and no, he didn't find any shorts he liked. Yes, I do know you well. And flavor was watermelon. I had taken two. Also, my hubby does have real thunder down under. PSS, Carrie, you should only take about half a serving. You will otherwise pass out or even trip on your own feet like me or just air. Yes, I know you do. Because those are all questions Donna would have asked about
Absolutely.
This story.
Oh my God, though.
Wait, this totally happened the other day, only the roles were reversed with Colby and me in Home Goods.
Oh, really?
Yes. He was like, he just looked at me and laughed and just like walked away because it was a lady on the other side of the aisle that went, oh.
Because you farted?
Yes.
Y'all,
I didn't mean to.
Okay, this is not the first time. Carrie did this before.
I think it's the new folic acid I'm taking.
Oh my God. Okay, picture it. We just saw Wicked.
In my defense, I didn't know anybody was there.
You would have died.
Oh, I would have died if it had been anybody else.
Oh, absolutely. Like, if no one else was there, we could have been the only ones in the parking lot, and she still would have been like, you're disgusting for doing that. But man, oh man. So Carrie had been at Colby's family's Thanksgiving, you know, aka her family. But So she had had all the Thanksgiving trimmings, all the things. And then popcorn and milk duds, because that's what she got for candy.
Milk duds is literally the best movie theater food.
Mm-mm. No. And then Tiffany got goobers or something. I was like, God, y'all got the worst of the worst. But anyway, little did I know, the worst of the worst was coming after. So we're all standing there talking by her vehicle. We're trying to decide if we're going to go anywhere to eat after this. And Carrie is facing me and Tiffany. We're facing like the back of the parking lot, okay? And when I say Carrie let out the loudest fart, let me tell you. And all I could say was, Carrie, or something. And I dodged, like I went around her car because there were two people coming up. Like they were well within earshot of that trumpet that she blew.
It was bad. I'm telling you, it has been so bad lately. It's got to be my new medicine because I just started taking iron and folic acid.
Well, stop them.
Because I think it's folic acid. Anyway, it's got to because they've been so bad since then.
Oh my God. So yeah, I didn't know about the Colby thing. So that's seriously twice that she's not had silent ones. But thank you for taking us on your trip to Walmart. Oh, and also I thought you were going to embarrass him, but yes, he embarrassed you.
Yes, same actually.
Whew. All right. The next one. Did my dad take me to heaven? Greetings. I have listened to y'all for years. I started listening when there were only 10 episodes out.
Cool.
I've also got my sister and my best friend hooked. This might be long, but I don't want to leave anything out. Normally, I don't remember any of my dreams, but this one I remember like I just woke up. In April 2020, my dad passed away. He was 45 years old and I was 27. It wasn't COVID related, but it was very traumatic for the family. We never really got to say goodbye, and I always replay the last time I saw or spoke to him. It was the day before he passed. I had just got done cooking breakfast for dinner, and he was making a plate of food. He wasn't feeling good at all that day, and we were shocked that he was even going to try to eat. He came up to me with a piece of bacon, and he slapped me in the face with it playfully. He laughed and I told him to stop with the attitude. And that was the last thing I ever said to my dad. Makes me feel like a lousy daughter. And if I could go back to that moment, I would do and say things differently. Fast forward 3 years after he died and I had a dream. It was one day I was missing my daddy and I wanted a sign that he was okay. I went to bed and the dream started normal. I was working at a store. My boyfriend was also working with me. My boyfriend never got to meet my dad. We got together a couple of months after his passing. We walked outside the store and was standing on the sidewalk. A car pulled up and the door opened. My dad was driving and my two sisters were in the back seat. My dad yelled, "Come on, get in." My boyfriend and I got in the car and we started driving away. There was no talking, just silence. As we were driving, the scenery changed. We were going downhill and there was water on both sides of the car. The road up ahead was flooded in a few spots. My dad said, "We're going to have to go fast so we can make it up to the other side." As he was navigating us through the water, I was looking outside the window. The water started to be still. It was like it was frozen. The more we went up the other side of the hill, it became foggy. We were in the clouds. It's hard to describe how it looked. The clouds were very pixelated, but beautiful. Nothing I had ever seen before. My dad broke the silence and said, "I'm going to take y'all to my favorite place." Before I knew it, we were at the top and we were parking. We were at a campground or a national park. There was a huge rock that I couldn't stop staring at. My dad came up to me and said, "If you climb on top, you'll be at the highest point on Earth. Come on, I'll help you." My dad and my boyfriend hoisted me up and I made it to the top. All around us, as far as I could see, were clouds and a sunset. It was beautiful. Before I knew it, my dad was saying it was his favorite spot to be at and looked down at us. I climbed off the rock and we were all just standing around. My dad excitedly said, "Come on, I want to show y'all what I do all day and my favorite shops." He took us on a tour of the whole place. We went to woodworking shops, restaurants, creeks to look for arrowheads, and so much more. He kept talking about how happy he was and that he loved this place. If you knew my dad, anything outdoors and nature was his thing. We were doing so much stuff together in the dream, it felt so real. Towards the end of our tour, we all made it back to the car. My dad hugged each of us, shook my boyfriend's hand, and told us he loved us so much and how proud of us he was. He said he was sorry for not being there for us, but he will always be watching us. He then told us that we needed to get back in the car because it was getting late and we needed to get back home. This time, he stayed behind, and my boyfriend was driving. We were waving and watching him disappear as we were driving down the hill. We were far enough away that we couldn't see him anymore, just the clouds. In a blink of an eye, we're pulling into my grandma's driveway, and then I woke up. It was the most real dream I've ever had. It felt like we were with him, and we were in his version of heaven. People might think I'm crazy, but I believe it. Thank you so much for being awesome. I love you guys so much, and I love listening to the podcast. Y'all are amazing. Creep it real, Faith.
Okay, so I remember my dreams pretty vividly, too. And the other day, I was telling Colby about a dream I had had that night, and he was like, "I've never met anybody that can remember their dreams like with such detail as you." And I'm like, that's not weird to me, because you do it. I feel like Tiffany can do it. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people I know can do that. Like, is that not common?
I don't know, but I feel like when you remember a dream, you do remember a lot of detail. It's hit or miss with me with the details. And like, I have to tell you right away or I'll forget.
Yeah, I know. See, I can think about it all day.
Yeah. But also, you have the weirdest fucking dreams. So yes. Like, when you tell us stuff, it's like, what? You know, the Cyclops.
No, it was Quasimodo chasing me down a water slide because I had his eye.
But I thought it was a Cyclops.
No, I had, well, I guess technically he was because I had the eye.
Yeah. So, no. Okay. So he had two eyes though, but you had the eye.
Yeah. I don't remember that part. That dream was like 5 years ago.
I know, but I'm pretty sure you said it was Quasimodo, but he only had one eye.
I was holding one in the dream. I do remember
and
that.
And you had the and so he was chasing you down like
a water slide.
Water slide. Yes.
Yeah, I do remember distinctly stopping the slide.
Oh, gosh. But that sounds like an amazing dream. And you were asking for a sign that your dad was okay. Like, what better sign can that be for, like, you having this experience in your dreams and him telling you how happy he was.
Yes. And like, this is what I do all day. Like, come see, you know, this is how great it is. Also, all I pictured was the ending of Grease when they go up into the clouds. That's like all I pictured for a minute.
Oh, God. I would love to see everyone's version of heaven. What would yours be, Carrie?
It depends on what day you ask me. My first thought was endless tacos. Why tacos? Don't know. Don't even order those at Mexican restaurants. I always order a burrito. So it depends on when you ask me.
God, you are so fucking fickle. I swear to God. But why was it just food related?
Have you met me? Of course it was.
Endless tacos.
Like, not, you know, see my dad and my grandparents. No, tacos. Like, literally the first thing that came to my head. Again, I don't even really order those usually.
Yeah.
Unless I need like a little extra. You know, I'm like, oh, this burrito that's literally called Big Ass Burrito on the menu is just not going to fill me up. Can I get a taco with that? Soft with sour cream?
Well, I don't love soft tacos.
Oh, I do. It's my favorite.
I love the crunch.
I roll it up like a burrito. God, I have issues.
You know what? I think mine would be like an ever like loop of like Halloween season, like the whole like week of it. I don't know, because my mom went with me to my school stuff.
Yeah.
And then also we decorated, and that was always fun. And then Lori took me around with my brother and,
yeah,
all, you know what I mean? So we just had a lot of fun. So I think something like that. And I mean, all of those people besides my brother
are in gone somewhere.
Yeah. So, but I think that would be it. Like, legit.
See, I prefer Christmas over Halloween. Like, this is truly, I'm a different human in December.
Yeah.
Than I am any time of the year. But also, like, I think eventually it would get monotonous, though. You can't always be Christmas.
That's what I said.
It would be
the week, like, because it's like.
No, I'm talking about, like, even the month of December. Like, it can't, like, it would lose its magic, you know?
But also, I probably wouldn't remember that I don't know. Do you remember shit in, like, a heaven?
I don't know.
Or a casino with my mom, my dad.
And endless money. You're not playing with scared money. You're like, wow, I have another, here's another 20. Slide that. Oh, here's another 20. Slide that in. Like, you're not like, oh, shit. How many 20s do I have left? You know?
Because I loved seeing my dad play his roulette.
He gave me so much anxiety playing roulette.
Oh, my. Well, because it was like.
Because they would say no more bets and he'd still be putting stuff down. I'm like, follow the rules.
And he would be like, split this, da da da, this is on this, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I'm like, follow the rules. They did their arm and said, no more bets. And he's still putting shit down.
But I loved seeing him in his element.
Yeah.
Because he would, like, talk, like, shit talk and all of that. And then, of course, I love seeing my mom and Lori play. Okay, so that was all my shit.
Before we get into the next story, we have to talk about BetterHelp because this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We were just talking about the holidays and things that make us so happy about the holidays. And for some people, the holidays are a great, meaningful time. And for some, it can be a time that's a little sadder and harder to manage.
Yeah, because when you've experienced loss and you're a single person, you feel your aloneness during the holidays, or you can.
Well, therapy is a great way to bring yourself some comfort that never goes away, even when the season changes. You heard us talk both about how much using BetterHelp and therapy has helped us, you know, kind of work through some stuff that we both had going on, like, separately.
I mean, we are codependent, but we did do it separately, for real. But for me, I know I learned some coping skills and I learned just how to talk myself down off of that cliff when I get there emotionally.
And we've heard even through the last stories, people talking about setting boundaries. Well, you know, with people in real life and with people who may be ghosts. But therapy can help you work on setting those boundaries.
Therapy really empowers you to be the best version of yourself.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. What makes BetterHelp different is that it is entirely online, so it's super convenient and flexible for you and your schedule.
All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you just aren't feeling your therapist, you don't have to fret about anything because you can switch therapist at any time for no additional charge.
With the questionnaire, BetterHelp's going to use that to be able to get to know you, though, to be able to set you up with the therapist that they feel like is the perfect match. And I know for me, they did a really great job.
Oh my gosh, me too. Like, we didn't have to switch at all.
Mm-mm.
More so, it was like, oh my God, I love her so much. Like, I wanted to be best friends.
Well, that's something you should work through in therapy.
Right. Again, I need to set boundaries.
Yes. Or the people around you do. Just kidding. But for real, that's one anxiety that you can take away starting therapy is that if you're not jiving with them, you can change. Versus, like, if you're going to a clinic and you're like, I'm not really vibing with this person, like, can I just switch therapists within this? Or do I have to go find a new practice? And if you live in a small town, it may be the only practice. And, you know, that's kind of hard. So find comfort this December with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/APC to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/APC. And that's to get 10% off your first month.
So avoid the traffic, do all of your therapy online this December, and you know, however long you need it, at betterhelp.com/creep for 10% off your first month. Okay, the next one. Birdman Bill Sinister Sightings. Hey, y'all. Cat with a C here. I have lots to say. Also, finally got an official ADHD diagnosis in my mid-30s after thinking I've had it since I first heard of it, like, you know, 25 years ago-ish. And excuse the side mission / tangents, as the meds are not yet fully kicking in. So I'll keep the fangirling low. I love, 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 love the podcast and the community you have inadvertently created and given weirdos like me a new internet / podcast home. You're both absolutely wonderful, and I love listening to y'all. Also, huge shout out to Creep Mom and others working behind the scenes to make it all possible. Now grab a drink and buckle in. And yes, a drink. This is long, approximately 10 to 12 minutes worth of reading. I know there's been several others read that state they are long. This is freaking long. Donna, Carrie, whichever one is reading, you'll definitely need water or something to drink while reading this out loud. For my first Sinister Sightings story, so many more paranormal things to write in. Also, an ambient story or two to come eventually, but I had to break the ice with this. Let's set the scene. Picture it, fall 2019. Me and my mama are really close, and I'm a teacher. During the summers and on work breaks until COVID, we would travel together a lot. One fabulous fall, I had randomly found a covered bridge tour in Indiana. Well, I told my mama, and off we went during the wonderful fall break in mid-October. I'm also about 98.5184% sure my mama is ADHD too, so we hopped in the car and away we went. When we travel, we usually have some sort of destination in mind, but we would both go on side quests with anything interesting we saw. We made it to the, quote, tour, and it was basically a random map with the bridges, and you have to figure out how to get there. There were some tiny little rectangles that were different colors to depict which route you were on. So not only is it nowhere close to home, born and raised near Atlanta, but some people's worst nightmares. There was no cell signal, meaning no GPS either. Just that paper map with colored spots randomly placed. Like, you had to be super alert to see a 6-inch rectangle mounted on a tree 10 plus feet from the road. Then the next rectangle would be on a street sign 2 feet up or 20 feet up. I seriously wonder how we found them to follow the route. Long story short on this part, it was cool to see a few bridges, but after a while they were all kind of looking the same and there was no one around for miles. We finally found some signs to get us back to somewhat of civilization where there was a kind of like flea market. We still didn't have signal and asked around for a way to get to a bigger city. Okay, cool. That finally happened. Phew, we're safe, right? We started heading kind of south, but still had several days, so we just explored and ended up finding this Amish village. We've seen several throughout our travels, but this one was a little different. In the Amish area, we found another flea market type thing with all sorts of vendors. We found a couple of neat finds, an ammo box with Amish children painted on it, being one of the best and conflicting ideology finds. And my mama got so happy that she had found a mannequin head that was hand-painted. The ladies near that vendor got so excited to see mom grab the head and say, "We buy it." They were all yelling, "Sissy sold her head," or the like, so mama named her head Sissy. For some reason, we were talking to another lady there and told her about our trip. She told us, "Oh, you've got to go see Birdman Bill. He has thousands of birdhouses." So away we went to follow some go up the road, turn left at the stoplight, go a couple of miles type of directions. But finally, we saw this insanely vibrant little geodome house with hundreds of birdhouses outside. We found it. I'm a little fuzzy on the details, but I'm pretty sure we were on a gravel road and parked in his driveway. As soon as we parked, I texted my two best guy friends in a group chat saying, "Hey, if I go missing or get murdered, I'm in this area. Check my location. Come hunt for Birdman Bill," type of message halfway as a joke. So we park and walk into the front. I'm pretty sure there was a glass screen door with a note taped on it saying, "No need to knock. Come in. I'm downstairs. Call out to me so I know someone's here." And of course, there was no one else around. We step in, say, "Hello. We heard we needed to come see you." and we hear a man saying he's coming upstairs. Okay, cool. Older man who paints birdhouses to make others happy, he would give out one to every person that came in. So he welcomes us in further. Now remember, this is a geodome house. Very neat, but there was no good way to lay out the interior. His living room was full of birdhouses and Christmas lights. Like wall to wall, every nook and cranny, everything. Side note, I'd hate to have to dust all of that. After a few minutes, we kind of walk around, still talking to him. I was checking out all the things. And in my mind was the notion of look for all exits, keep an eye out for any sudden movements type of thing. So he sits down. Mama is standing kind of by him and I'm by the back door, but a little more at ease with him sitting and being older. As we're talking, a large burly man walks in the front door and says, "Hey, Bill," and they chat for a few. It was apparently his neighbor. Okay, cool, right? Well, unbeknownst to my lovely mother, so intrigued with everything in this house, this man walks in and is talking to us while holding, and I shit you not, a freaking axe by his side. I instantly go into panic mode and move closer to the back door while failing to make eye contact with my mama to attempt to say, "Watch out." It turns out he was cutting some shrubs and wanted to check on Bill and see if he needed any cut while he was there. Phew, talk about almost pissing yourself. After a minute or two of their chit-chat and Axeman leaves, Birdman Bill takes us downstairs to his workshop and bedroom. Still kind of weird, but it's an adventure, right? Well, it also led to his backyard and led us outside in the yard, and oh my goodness, there are so many more birdhouses. We eventually walked back in with him and he told us to pick out a birdhouse each. Then we said we both needed to get two because he enjoyed our company so much. We both grabbed our two and headed back upstairs to head out to the next adventure. We say our goodbyes and Mom asks if we can take a picture with him to document our journey. Mom pulls out her phone and Birdman Bill stands beside me wearing a shit-eaten grin on his face and I hear a little snicker. Then he pulls up the ones she chose and held them up for the photo. And it turns out he's holding them at his nipples with this shit-eating grin and still snickering about his makeshift titty tassels. Mama didn't notice it either, and when we got back in the car, I told her about it, followed by the Axeman. Pretty sure she almost peed herself from laughing at the titty tassel photo, followed by an oh shit about the Axeman. After that, we headed back out into the unknown and continued a very fun, quirky, interesting, weird adventure we set out on. We had tons of other fun stories from that trip, but not really related to the story. That's the story about how my mama stood by a stranger with an axe in his hand in some country bumpkin's home with very little phone signal. Also, a year later or so, mama had found out somewhere that he had passed away. No clue how or why, but assume his home was no longer as it was. With that being said, stay safe, remember, creep it real, and don't get scared unless there's a huge man with an axe sitting near you in unfamiliar territory, then you can get a little scared. P.S. I'll post a photo or several in the group when I hear this on the pod. I'm writing this in mid-September. Kate S.
Holy crap. Well, your mom is me.
Yes. And I'm like, Donna. Donna.
And I'm like, oh my God, look at this little trinket. Look at this. It's so cute.
I'm like, ma'am, can you pay attention to me?
But okay, so here's the thing that I was thinking about the most. How do you arrange furniture in a dome, like in a circle?
Clearly not well, according to the email.
And also, was the dome like see-through part, like glass? Because all I'm picturing is a dome, like having glass on top and stuff.
No, there's that house by the interstate here that's like that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Like right as you're getting on the interstate, it's on the right.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at that.
I'm pretty sure it's brick, too. I don't know how they do that.
And it's a dome?
Yeah, it's like a circle.
Okay. R.I.P. Birdman Bill. Did he build these birdhouses?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking, too, because he was like down doing his little workshop thing. Well, I hope he didn't meet a sinister end because he was very...
For real.
Trusting,
like, for real.
Come on in. Come on down. I'm just working. You know what I mean? Because no. What if the strangers would have happened? They would have knocked at him and like, come on down.
They would have knocked. The sign said, don't knock.
True that. I mean, I get that the Axeman was, like, there to see if he needed any help. But, like, could you put the axe in? Like, you could have dropped the axe by your house and came over and asked and then got it back. Like, on the property line or something. Shit, you didn't have to come inside.
Like, I mean this not as annoying as it's going to sound. But that's a male privilege, not having the concept of, like, I should put this down. This would probably freak somebody out, you know, because like that doesn't, because it probably wouldn't freak them out. You know what I mean? Like he just didn't even have the concept of like, I'm this scary guy that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To be fair too, he probably didn't know anybody was there.
Their car.
Oh, true.
Well, I'm glad y'all are safe. Glad y'all got two birdhouses too.
Y'all straight up said, well, we were pretty great company, so you should give us two.
That's a Leo thing.
You're welcome for being so amazing. Now, can I have two, please?
Maybe he said, no, y'all were so nice. I love talking to y'all. Here's two.
Like, oh, see, two. I got from the story that they asked for two because they were gross. So great.
No, I think he was like, oh my God, y'all were amazing. He also probably was like, they probably pissed their pants seeing the Axeman here.
Yeah, why did Billy Bob come in with the damn axe in his hand?
Also, all I can think about is my mama would have loved that whole thing, that whole trip with you and your mama. She would have loved it. Another thing that is very me is Sissy sold her head.
Yes. And then naming the head Sissy after that.
Yeah.
Also, I get what you're saying of the fact that it was an ammo case from the Amish.
Yeah.
But here's my question. Were their faces painted on it? Because, you know, Amish dolls and stuff don't have faces because it's vain. So did the paintings have faces?
Oh. And when you said you were newly diagnosed with ADHD, it reminded me of this morning, one of my coworkers, he takes Adderall and he was working and he was like, okay, this isn't work-related, but it's because my Adderall hasn't kicked in yet, and I'm down this, like, weird rabbit hole, blah, 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 and, like, went off on a whole tangent. Because when he takes his Adderall, he is so laser-focused. Like, he can do so much. Like, he just gets so much done. But then it was so funny just because he was like, because my Adderall hasn't kicked in yet. Yes. Like, I'm on my phone looking at this and, like, need to tell y'all about it, blah, 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 blah.
I felt like in grad school when I was on Adderall because I too am ADHD, I felt like sometimes it made me focus on the things that didn't matter. Like I would get lost in the minutiae that was not, you know what I mean? Because I was
too
laser focused.
Yeah, no, he'll do that too. He'll be like, I'm on this ticket for like 2 hours, but he has to find the solution.
Yes.
And if he's on a ticket for 2 hours, it's probably because something's fucked up and he's going to have to escalate it anyway.
Yeah.
But he just wanted to get to the end. Like,
yes,
he had to
finish
it.
Yes. Yeah. I would do that. Like when I would be looking up journal articles, like I would be like 17 tabs deep in something that didn't even have anything to do with what I was looking up.
Yeah.
Before we get into the last story, we have to talk about Beam. Because Beam's dream powder, well, you know, it's keeping us snoozing.
I know some people say a nightcap and it's like alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But Beam's dream powder is the perfect nightcap because it's going to help you settle down. But it tastes so good, y'all. Like, it works like a dream. Get it? But it's so yummy. It's a treat before you go to bed.
But it's also guilt-free because it only has 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. So when you're having flavors like sea salted caramel, brownie batter, vanilla chai, and then Beam Dream Powder original flavor, cinnamon cocoa, look, better sleep has never tasted better.
Now, Dream is tested for high-quality efficacy and formulated to ease your body into rest.
It supports all 4 stages of the sleep cycle to help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer.
Check yes for need that ASAP.
And other sleep aids can make you feel groggy the next day, but Beam doesn't do that.
Nothing's worse than the next day fog.
Because Dream contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, and apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep and stay asleep you know, and wake up refreshed. Like I said, not feeling like that groggy hungover.
Beam Dream is easy to add to your nighttime routine. All you have to do is mix Dream into hot water or milk, froth, and enjoy before bed. And you heard all the flavors that it comes in. Every one of them sounds mouthwatering. And I can tell you from experience, they are all drool-worthy.
And right now, Beam has limited time holiday flavors like white chocolate peppermint and gingerbread. So you got to get those before they sell out.
I will tell you, I am a fiend for peppermint.
Yeah, see, peppermint's not my favorite, but give me the gingerbread and give me the salted caramel or caramel, whichever mood I'm in. You know, I change up how I say it. And best of all, Beam's Cyber Monday sale is now live. There has never been a better time to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder. Get up to 50% off while supplies last when you go to shopbeam.com/creep and use the code creep at checkout.
This is their biggest sale ever and the lowest they've ever sold Dream for. So head to shopbeam.com/creep. That's shopbeam.com/creep. And use code CREEP for up to 50% off. Okay, the last one. Seance with Janis Joplin? Good morning, ladies. It's Regina. I have sent in several stories before, and I think this might be my 8th one. This one's going to be short and sweet, so it won't be too long. I grew up a couple of blocks from my cousins. These girls were 3, 4, and 5 years older than me. To say that I idolized them was an understatement. Well, at least my cousin that was 3 years older than me. She was the best. So, on to the story. The girls had a sleepover one night with several of their friends. This was back in 1970 or 71. So, this is going back a few years. Now, they were into seances. To my knowledge, they had never had a Ouija board, so they were just trying to do this on their own. The girls decided they wanted to bring back the spirit of Janis Joplin. They heard very, 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 very loud screaming and a voice that said, "Just let me die! Leave me alone and just let me die!" My aunt and uncle were sleeping in the next room and woke up in horror to this loud screaming. Okay, the second story. Those girls and several of my brothers and myself decided that we would do something at our house. We were all sitting in the dark in my brother's bedroom. I can't remember who it was, but it was one of my older cousins, and they said, "If something's in the room, give us a sign." Now, I'm not sure if someone went over to the fan and turned it off, or if it was actually a spirit, but the fan turned off. We had an exhaust fan that pulled out the heat and cooled the house. We had no AC back then. Dang, we were tough. In my old age, I'm soft and I need AC. Also, right after the fan turned off, the bed frame broke and the mattress and the box springs fell to the floor. I don't know if it was a spirit or just all of our lard asses weighing too much for the bed. We all screamed and ran out of the bedroom. Pretty sure we didn't say anything to close the meeting. Well, that's my stories. Believe me, I've got more coming your way. Love you, ladies. Regina.
So the voice was screaming loud enough that people around y'all heard it?
Right.
I was just thinking that, too. That's funny that, like, that was part of the story because I'm like, damn, so when people are famous, people are still trying to get something out of them, like, even when they're dead. I bet they're like, leave me alone.
Oh, that's true.
And then, literally, that was your story. And, you know, everybody was just kids then. It's not like, you know, it was adults that were, it was like, leave me alone. Y'all didn't know any better.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I wonder if the loud screaming was one of the people, because, you know, like when you're asleep and you talk or whatever, and you're like, you don't know that you're doing it, but I don't know. What were y'all trying to do with Janis Joplin though? Were you wanting a concert? You wanted to ask her questions?
If you could talk to one celebrity, who would it be? Dead, obviously.
Dead? Oh, okay. I was like, Taylor Swift? Duh.
Yeah, but like, obvi dead.
Okay, dead would be Brittany Murphy.
Really?
Well, I just couldn't think of anyone, but then I was like, her because I want to know what happened.
Yeah.
Who would yours be?
Bing Crosby.
No. I don't know.
You judging me for mine and you don't even have an answer.
Well, okay, you know what? I was thinking one of the Golden Girls and then probably Bea Arthur because I love her and she was like everything. And like on the show and in real life. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking like Rock Hudson because he was like this heartthrob that turns out was like actually gay and died of AIDS. And he was, but like he couldn't be who he was because of that, you know, because he was like this heartthrob in movies. And, you know, it's the 50s and 60s.
So you want to make him relive that over?
No, it would be interesting to find out his lived experiences, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Hey, remember how you had that hard life and you really couldn't be yourself? Can you tell me about that?
Okay, remember at Brittany Murphy how you died and we can't figure it out because maybe somebody killed you or maybe it was an overdose? Can you tell me about that?
But if she would doing... want justice.
Okay. Well, if you're asking somebody to like relive their trauma life, it's always going to be that. Y'all, thank y'all for sending in these stories. We loved them. We had so many C and K names and the dun 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 came up twice and the cats, the two Chris's with the cats and all the things. Lots of crossover in these stories. Well, if y'all want your story read on an episode, send it in to us at aparanormalchicks@gmail.com. And remember,
creep it real
and don't get scared.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water. Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.